Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Each day we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, illustrated with stories from history, current events, and literature to help you be better at what you do. And at the beginning of the week, we try to do a deeper dive, setting a kind of Stoic intention for the week, something to meditate on, something to think on, something to leave you with, to journal about, whatever it is you happen to be doing. So let's get into it. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. It's always sensitive talking about these things, but Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/TDS. That's hims.com/TDS for your personalized ED treatment options. Hard mints are a chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with your healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. When the world caves in, imagine Cato's despair as Caesar proved unstoppable. Imagine Seneca and Thrasea and Epictetus as Nero spun out of control. Imagine Marcus as the triple threats of war and plague and flood converged. It must have felt, as it has for many of us in the last 18 months, that the world was caving in, that it was hopeless, that it was unfair, that it was only going to get worse. But we should remember that when everything falls apart, there is something we can always depend on, and that is philosophy. William Alexander Percy, who survived combat in World War I and the death of his father and brother to suicide in the Great Flood of 1927, would say of Stoicism that when all is lost, it stands fast. That's what Cato and Seneca and Thrasea and Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius found in the pages of the books they loved, in their own journals, in the wisdom they had been taught. They had a dependable support system. They found something that gave them hope, gave them purpose, gave them clarity. As bad as things are today, it should console and inspire you that Stoicism is still here. It has survived all those tragedies and countless others for more than 2,000 years. And so has humanity, it's worth pointing out. The world only feels like it is caving in. Stoicism stands fast. Courage, temperance, justice, wisdom, these are constants. Rely on them. Turn to them. Hold fast to them. Practice love. The Stoic notion of sympatheia, that we are all part of an organic whole connected by mutual interests and affinities, is greater than the golden rule. Don't treat others how you would like to be treated. Treat them like you would treat yourself, because we are all one. Seneca said that whenever he encountered another human being, he saw an opportunity for kindness. And he learned from Hecato of Rhodes that if you want to be loved, there's only one thing you can do: love others. Who can you give love to this week? What kindness can you expend? How can you show how you feel to strangers, to friends and family? And how can you show them that you actually believe we are all part of the same whole? And this is from this week's entry in the Daily Stoic Journal, 366 Days of Writing and Reflection on the Art of Living, by yours truly. and my co-writer and translator, Stephen Hanselman. I actually do this journal every single day. There's a question in the morning, a question in the afternoon, then there's these sort of weekly meditations. As Epictetus says, every day and night we keep thoughts like this at hand, write them, read them aloud, and talk to yourself and others about them. You can check out the Daily Stoic Journal anywhere books are sold. You can also get a signed personalized copy from me in the Daily Stoic store at store.dailystoic.com. In the All is One chapter of Stillness is the Key, there's a quote I like from Seneca. It says, "All that you behold, that which comprises both God and man is one. We are all part of one great body." And there's this quote I love from Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut who was up in space looking down at the Earth. And he says that he felt an instant global consciousness, a people orientation, an intense dissatisfaction with the state of the world, and a compulsion to do something about it. So this idea that we are all one, this sympatheia idea, to me, is the essence of Stoicism. Stoicism isn't to make you an island to disconnect you from other people. Quite the contrary, as Seneca says, it's to make you kinder and more connected to other people. And Seneca, the three quotes we have today, one is Seneca quoting Hecato. He says, "I can teach you a love potion made without any drugs, herbs, or special spell. If you would be loved, love." And then in The Happy Life, Seneca says, "A benefit should be kept like a buried treasure, only to be dug up in necessity. Nature bids us to do well by all. Wherever there is a human being, we have an opportunity for kindness." And then in Moral Letters 95, he says, "Nature produced us as a family, since we all sprang from the same source and towards the same end. Nature bestowed upon us a mutual love and joined us together as friends." I think going out into nature, looking at something majestic, or as Edgar Mitchell did, looking at the earth from a distance, it does give you this sense of our interconnectedness. It makes a lot of the things that we get angry about feel very petty and small and insignificant. Being around your kids does this as well. You see just how sweet and innocent and pure they are, and it feels weird to carry anger or resentment about anything or anyone. But one of the things I wanted to do in today's episode, I wanted to give you a little TikTok that we did that was popular. You might think that the Stoics are kind of these unfeeling people, and I get that, but it's actually not true at all. Seneca says, if you want love in your life, he says, then love. Marcus Aurelius says that he learns from one of his mentors to be free of passions, yes, but full of love. Do you have affection for other people? If you want to feel good, if you want to be loved by other people, it's about what you put out in the world. As the Beatles say, it's about the energy you put out in the world, because ultimately that's what you control. If you want to feel better, don't go expecting other people to validate you, other people to give you what you want. Give what you want. Marcus Aurelius says, if you want to feel good, do good. If you want to feel loved, put love out in the world, put affection out in the world. See everyone you meet, as Seneca says, as an opportunity to practice kindness, and the rest will take care of itself, I promise.
As the Beatles say, and in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. What are you putting out in the world? What are you contributing to the whole? How are you remembering that we are all, you know, one finger on a large hand, or that we're all part of the same body? The more you feel this, the more connected you are to it. Not only will your anger and fear and resentment and anxiety dissipate, but you will do better. You will be better. You will make the world a better place. That's my message for today. Go out and do a kindness. Go out and do something good. If you want to feel good, do good, as the Stoics say. And I'll leave it there. Sympatheia, everyone. We are all part of the same whole. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. You just go to dailystoic.com/email. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.